The issue of subsistence can be controversial and complicated. It involves traditional ways of life and different management systems depending on whether the subsistence activity occurs on state or federal lands or waters. On Monday, the Alaska Democratic Party began attacking Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dan Sullivan for his involvement in the high-profile Katie John subsistence lawsuit while Sullivan was Alaska Attorney General. The attack comes in the form of a radio ad that's targeted towards rural Alaskans. It's narrated by Alaska Native Elder Willie Hensley.
Hunting and fishing is not just about food. For us, it's a way of life. It's how we survive. That's why I'm not voting for Dan Sullivan. As Attorney General, Sullivan sued Elder Katie John. She was just trying to feed her family from fish camp.
Willie Hensley is a well-known Democrat who has served in both the Alaska House and Senate. He was referencing Dan Sullivan's involvement as Alaska Attorney General in a lawsuit brought by the state that eventually ended up being rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. At the heart of the lawsuit are the different management systems for subsistence put forward by the state of Alaska and the federal government. The federal system gives a subsistence priority to rural residents in Alaska, but the state system calls for equal access for all state residents. In the new radio ad, Willie Hensley comes out in support of incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Begich. His seat is considered up for grabs in the November election. Zach Fields is a spokesman for the Alaska Democratic Party, which is paying for the 60-second radio ad to run across rural Alaska. He says the ad builds on the grassroots campaign the party is running across the state.
One of the elements of that grassroots campaign is our strong support for subsistence. And as a lot of folks in rural Alaska know and have talked about on Facebook, Dan Sullivan sued Elder Katie John, which is deeply offensive, to take away Alaska Native subsistence rights and rural Alaskan subsistence rights, whereas Senator Mark Begich is a strong supporter of subsistence.
The Katie John subsistence battle goes back decades, and despite the various rulings, there are still different subsistence management systems in effect in Alaska. As Attorney General, Dan Sullivan argued that the state should control subsistence activities on navigable waters in the state, but that argument was rejected by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and back in March, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to take a look at that ruling. The new ad being run by the Democratic Party is scheduled to air for the next few weeks on radio stations that serve Western Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.